So we are up to Perek Dalet, Chapter 4, Mishnah Aleph. So the Mishnah discusses a fascinating custom that used to exist back in the day, and in theory exists nowadays, but I don't know of anywhere that actually does keep it. But it's talking about the custom of not really doing any work before Chatzos, right? Before midday on Erev Pesach. The question is, can you or can you not do work? So there, it turns out there were some cities that had the custom to do work and some cities that had the custom not to do work. The assumption is that once Chatzos, once midday does come on Erev Pesach, that everyone agrees that there is a prohibition to do work, and that is because we're going to be so involved in preparing for the holiday and the like. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say over here. Again, Perek Dalet Mishnah. So Makom Shenahagu in a place where people do follow the custom to do work on Erev Pesach until Chatzos, Osin, so a person is allowed to do work before Chatzos. Makom Shenagu Shelo La'asos, but let's say a person lives in a place where they do not do work on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, so Inosin, in that situation, if that person is from that city, a person is not allowed to do work before Chatzos. It's as simple as that. You have to follow the custom of your city. You can't just simply say that I want to do something different. You have to follow the custom of the rest of the city. But let's say now the Mishnah gives the following case. Let's say a person goes from a place where they did malacha, where they did work before Chatzos and Erev Pesach, to a place where they do not do any work, or the opposite, or a person comes from a place where they don't do any work before midday, to a place where they fully allow people to do work before midday. So in this situation, the Mishnah follows kind of a double stringency. We impose upon this guy the stringencies, the chumras of the place that he left from, the chumrei makom shalach l'sham, and the stringencies of the place that he is going to. So, in other words, whether or not you are coming from a place or going to a place that that allows work, nonetheless, at the end of the day, we say that you have to be machmir, you have to be stringent no matter what, and a person would not be allowed to, in either one of these above cases, would not be allowed to do work before midday on Pesach. And the reason why is v'al yishana adam. We do this because a person should not be deviating from the local custom, from the custom of the place that he goes to. In other words, some of the commentaries talk about this idea that really you should always follow the custom of the place that you come from. That's the custom you grew up with, and that's the custom that you follow. But if you're going to a new place and you're going to start up a whole new tradition, a whole new custom, then it's going to look like you're trying to create machlokas, you're trying to create arguments. So therefore, the reason why we don't allow it is v'al yishana adam. So a person should not deviate from the local custom of the machlokas because of the fear that he might cause conflict. So if this guy is in this new place where they do not allow work, and he comes from a place where they do allow work, well, he shouldn't do it because he should not be doing work because everyone around is going to say, what are you doing? We don't do this. And if he goes to a place where they normally do work and he usually does not do work, well, in that case, he doesn't have to actually do work because everyone around him will just say, oh, this guy must doesn't have anything to do. So in either situation, a person would not be permitted to do any work. Again, nowadays, I'm not aware of any places that do have this custom to not do work before Chatzos, but it could be that they are out there and I'm just not aware. But again, ideally, a person should try to refrain from doing as much additional work on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, after midday, because the idea is that you should be preparing for the holiday as much as possible. But for now, we'll stop right here. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Beis.